This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Argosy University is expected to permanently close its doors today. The private university has 22 campuses around the country, including three in Hawaii. Now, earlier this week, Argosy said it would likely cease operations at the end of this week, sending students and faculty scrambling. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty tells us more.
Aloha is alive at Argosy University, Hawaii.
At Argosy University's downtown Honolulu campus this week, confusion and frustration were more common than aloha. On Thursday, the school held two transition fairs for students to help them plan for the closure. Jamie Swinney is one of those students.
I had literally 3 weeks left until I would have been done.
Jamie is a Marine Corps veteran from Oahu working on his bachelor's degree. He says news of Argosy's closure took him by surprise.
They haven't really been keeping us informed here, but I've been getting emails and stuff, and mostly online. So I Googled Argosy University online yesterday, and I saw that the schools would close by tomorrow if we didn't get a buyer. But yeah, I mean, it seems like fishy stuff's been going on for like the past year, and nobody's really been paying attention to it. They've been firing a lot of the staff. My stepdad, who's a veteran, he used to work here. They laid him off. They laid off a lot of the academic advisors. So it came down to the last session. I didn't even know who to talk to had classes because they were just laying everybody off, telling us, oh, it's going to be okay. We're still in receivership for a year, saying that, you know, we'd be able to finish the program at least, or else I would have transferred last year. And then now I'm running around, like, trying to scramble to get everything worked out by tomorrow, really.
Like many Argosy students, Jamie is paying for school with the GI Bill. Many student veterans rely on the GI Bill to pay their monthly living expenses. Argosy's closure has thrown them into uncertainty.
I know I'm comfortable because I know I still have at least some of the GI Bill left that I'll be able to finish at least the bachelor's degree, and then hopefully I have time to figure something out, but it's just changed a lot of the plans. Like I said, my roommate, he doesn't have another income besides the monthly housing allowance from the GI Bill, so I don't know how we're going to get through the lease unless I start paying more.
In January, a federal judge transferred ownership of Argosy to a neutral third party, a process called receivership. The university's original owner is a Pennsylvania-based nonprofit called Dream Center Education Holdings. In 2017, Dream Center purchased Argosy and several other for-profit colleges around the U.S. and converted them to nonprofit status. In a written statement, the company's court-appointed receiver said, "We have been working day and night since the institution entered receivership to find the best path for students at Argosy University, Hawaii, and are doing everything we can to save the campus." The receiver said it's working with students, accreditors, state and federal regulators to provide as many options as possible for transfers and for dealing with student loans. Those student loans and the transfer of credits have attracted national attention, including from the American Psychological Association.
Our best estimates is it's over 1,000, probably about 1,200 that are currently active students in an Argosy doctoral psychology program.
That's Catherine Gruss. She's the chief education officer for the American Psychological Association.
We are certainly very concerned for the students that are currently training in those programs. There's currently 8 open accredited programs that are operated by Argosy University. They're dispersed all over the United States. They offer doctoral training in psychology. A typical program, generally it takes usually about 5 to 6 years to complete your doctoral training, so it's a significant investment of time, and for many students, it's a significant investment of funds.
And those expenses add up. According to the Department of Education, the doctoral psychology program at Argosy Hawaii costs more than $60,000 in tuition and fees, and that's after an undergraduate degree. Zena Ewing is one of those doctoral students at Argosy's Honolulu campus. She was about to complete her dissertation when news of the closure hit.
So it's kind of a giant mess with the internship people. So everyone who's on internship now and is going into internship next year should be able to get their degrees. I don't know about anybody else yet, so we're just kind of waiting.
Zena is about to start her clinical internship and should be able to finish her degree. But students who aren't as far along in the program may not be so lucky. Some may need to start over entirely. That bothers Zena.
The people here have been really like straightforward with us and really open about it, but I think like in general, Argosy has not been very forthright about things. Like they told us yesterday at 2 p.m. about the info sessions today and that we'd be closing on Friday. And I feel like they had to have known in advance of Wednesday that they're closing on Friday. So I think it just doesn't feel quite kosher.
For Zena, the one bright spot in the whole experience has been the response of faculty members at Argosy Hawaii.
Most of them actually are really more worried about the students, and they're mad on our behalf, which has been really cool. Like, I know they're worried about whether or not they're going to continue to have their health insurance and that kind of benefits, but most of them are just really mad that this is happening to us, which is really cool. So they've been really bending over backwards trying to get us to get everything together and just been really supportive. So that's been really cool to see.
In fact, some of the psychology professors will be working pro bono after Argosy closes so that Zena can defend her dissertation, a critical requirement for graduation. Lance Lincoln also had praise for the local faculty, who helped organize transition fairs for Argosy students to figure out their options.
The faculty and staff at Argosy have done everything that they can, I feel, to help the students. They put this thing together. Other schools probably didn't have these things. I didn't read any newspaper where they had these kinds of things that took place. We're lucky we're in Hawaii that they have the aloha spirit.
Lance is a native Hawaiian graduate student, originally from Waianae. For him, the school's closure is about more than just completing his degree.
I mean, overall, I'm going to be okay, but I mean, it's very debilitating, you know, like, to think about, like, I mean, I really got along with a lot of these students. This was like family to me, and I was here all the time, and now, and I really like coming here and seeing the students, and now, and the faculty, and now everything's just, like, come to a sudden end. Like, we're going to come here tomorrow, the doors, I didn't think it was just going to end like this. I mean, I thought we'd continue to be able to go to school, but just Wednesday, we got an email, no class, no nothing. And then that's a guarantee tomorrow the doors is going to be closed.
But Lance isn't letting the situation get the best of him, and he has a message for his fellow students.
These kinds of things just happen. You know, don't get discouraged and just keep trying to seek for your dreams and strive for the highest. You know, like Native Hawaiians, like we have this saying, kulia ikonu, which means to strive for the highest. You know, I mean, we're striving for the highest, striving to reach the highest breadfruit branch. And we try to reach the highest, which is the PhD. So I would just encourage students to just keep, especially Native Hawaiian students, to just keep, you know, fighting a good fight and to kulia ikonu, and I mean to strive for the highest and try to acquire that PhD.
Students can request their transcripts from Argosy University via mail at no charge. Those transcripts will also be on file with the State Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
In a statement issued just this morning, the U.S. Department of Education said, while the court has not yet granted the receiver's motion to close the campuses, we recognize that an imminent closure is a distinct possibility. Students should know that despite the actions of the receiver, the Education Department is working quickly to provide students the information and resources that they need to either have their loans discharged or to find another institution where they can finish their program should the school close. We'll have a link with more information for students posted with this story at hawaiipublicradio.org. And if you have an experience with Argosy or any other school closure, we want to hear about it. Call our talkback line at 808-792-8217 and leave us a message. This is The Conversation from Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz.